At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning Zoning Commission meeting of December 8th, 2014. The time is now 6:03. Okay, 2.0. Public comments and receipt of petitions. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Do we have any?
I have nobody signed up.
Perfect. All right. Moving on. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
No, I did send out a commission survey about 2 weeks ago. A couple of you still haven't responded to the survey, so if you get a chance, if you could do that, that would be very helpful.
Okay, could you resend that to me? Because I actually couldn't get it open.
Sure, I'll resend it out to everybody.
Thank you.
I don't remember receiving one.
I don't think I even received a survey.
You might want to check your junk mails because it didn't come from my email address. It came from Question Pro, which is a survey company, so it might have gone into junk mail.
Okay.
Okay, but you're going to resend it out to everyone? All right, thank you. So everybody be looking for Question Pro.
Okay, question.
Is there anything else? Is that all? Thank you. All righty. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of November 10th, 2014. Is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. I guess I remember to do that. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? I see none. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve preliminary plat of R&R Estate, being a subdivision of 1.410 acre, located in the Joseph House Survey, A34, Harris County, Texas, and being that same track as described under HCCF number F401-1537. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented through the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD. Add adjacent owner information. Remove all building lines. Add contour lines. Correct required notes. Address minor comments, decimal point spelling, printing error. The plat fees were underpaid by $341.50. All fees must be paid with the submission of the corrected preliminary plat and final plat. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you. Is there a second, please?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.2, consideration to approve Pine Country of Tomball, Section 2, Reserve A replat, a residential subdivision of 2.0 acres located in the Chauncey Goodrich Survey, A-311, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, being a replat of Reserve A of Pine Country of Tomball, Section 2, an addition in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof, recorded under film code number 628282 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Add signature block for the P&Z chair and vice chair. Add record information for Tomball Cemetery Road and correct minor comments. Add decimals to the acreage and spelling. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Contingencies.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All righty. 5.3, consideration to approve Mo Dolly Development, a subdivision of 5.7965 acres situated in the Jesse Pruitt Survey, A-629, being a replat of Lot 1, Block 1 of a Huss Smith, 2978, as recorded under film code number 620122, map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD. Remove building lines. Correct required note. Address minor comments. Spelling. The plat fees were underpaid by $149. These fees must be paid with the submission of the final plat Mylar. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
So moved with the contingencies.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All righty. Is there any discussion? Any questions? Thank you. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Five point four, consideration to approve replat this Mary home, a replat of lots 37 and 38 into new lot 37 and block 90 of revised map of Tomball, in addition in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 4, page 25 of the map records of Harris County, Texas, said block 90 line in the Ralph Hubbard survey. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD. Show all sets and founds. Remove all building lines. Add adjacent owner information. Correct required note and address minor comments. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion or questions? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.5, consideration to approve Gateway Business Park, a subdivision of 2.9894 acres, triangular-shaped tract of land situated in the Joseph House Survey, Abstract Number 20, Montgomery County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Montgomery County and Tomball ISD. Bold new proposed lot lines. Change reserves to lots. Add all sets and bounds. Verify recordation process for Montgomery County prior to submitting final plat. Correct minor comments, names, title, spelling, and remove extra notary block. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Who talked first?
I know, right?
He did.
Richard.
He did.
Richard.
Thank you, Richard. Any discussion or questions?
Yes, I do have. Laura, you said verify recommendation process for Montgomery County prior to submitting. So what kind of process are we needing to deal with Montgomery County?
They have to deal with Montgomery County and how they record plats. We very often deal with Harris County in recordation process, but this jurisdiction, since it's our ETJ, is in Montgomery County. Montgomery County has a say on how the plat will be done and recorded.
So who makes the final decision? We do or they do?
It's a joint effort.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.6, consideration to approve final plat standalone fire station, a 2.2277 acre tract of land being out of a called 28.25 acre tract recorded under Harris County Clerk's file number Y532630 in the Joseph Miller Survey Abstract Number 50 of the City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, there are two corrections to be made on the comment sheet that you received. This property is located in the ETJ, not within the city limits, and no tax certificates are required for the City of Tomball due to that reason. The subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County and Tomball ISD. Provide copies of utility notification letters. Provide title report and correct the required notes. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Consideration to approve zoning case P14-227. Request by Nancy Gomez on behalf of Nancy Gomez Revocable Living Trust for a conditional use permit to operate a gymnastic school, which is classified in Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances as a dance, drama, music school. The property is approximately 2.46 acres, is legally described as Track 42B Tomball Outlets, is generally located between Ulrich Road and Rudolph Road, north of East Huffsmith Road, and is located in the Single Family Estate Residential 20 District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Rodney Schmidt, Assistant City Planner. Item 5.7 is a request for a conditional use permit to allow an awning addition at Texas Star Gymnastics. The site is approximately 2.5 acres, is located between Ulrich and Rudolph Road, north of Huffsmith. To the north are undeveloped land and single-family residences. To the south is Jerry Matheson Park and Eagle Gasket. And to the west is Jerkins Park, and to the east is undeveloped land. This is a picture of the site. It's got a 14,000 square foot metal building, and right in the center of the picture is the awning that is going to be the subject of what we're talking about tonight. The comprehensive plan designates the site as low-density residential, and the site is zoned single-family 20. So this case, y'all might remember it. It's very similar to one we've had before. So on May 12th, city staff identified that an awning had been constructed at the site without receiving permits. On May 13th, Texas Star Gymnastics met with city staff to inquire how the situation could be rectified. City staff informed them that the site was zoned SF20 and that the gymnastics school was not permitted to expand without a rezoning. On May 14th, they turned in a rezoning application requesting the property be rezoned from SF20 to the commercial district. On July 21st, City Council voted to deny the rezoning request, but directed staff to propose a text amendment to allow this use with a conditional use permit in the SF20 district. The text amendment was approved by City Council on October 6th. On October 22nd, they submitted a CUP application and concept plan showing the existing conditions and the awning mentioned earlier. This is the concept plan that was attached to the CUP application, showing the existing 14,000 square foot building, plus on the very front to your right is the awning, basically, that was unpermitted before. Property owners within 200 feet were mailed notification of this proposal on November 27th, and as of 5 p.m. today, no public comment forms have been received. City staff has reviewed the requests and recommends approval based on the following. This land use appears to be consistent with the comp plan because it is permitted by CUP in the SF20 district which is the district most compatible with a low-density residential classification. The lot and awning are well in excess of the minimum development standards of the SF20 district. This use appears to be compatible with and preserves the character and integrity of the neighborhood. The gymnastics school in general, and the awning in particular, are not out of character with the other sports and recreational land uses in the vicinity, including Jerry Matheson Park, Jerkins Park, Texas Prospects Baseball Academy, Wayne Stovall Park, and the future private tennis club to the east of Texas Prospects, which I saw just a few months ago. And the rezoning does not appear to be detrimental to the public health, safety, or welfare. If the commission recommends approval of this request, city staff would recommend that you make a condition of approval be that the site be developed and operated in substantial compliance with the concept plan. This concludes staff's presentation, and we're happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case and state your name and address for the record? Are they here?
The applicant's here. She would prefer to answer questions. She does not have a presentation.
All right. Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P14-227 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:19. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Is there anybody who'd like to speak?
I have nobody signed up.
Okay. All righty. There are no comments. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:19. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-227?
So moved.
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion or questions?
Yes, I do have discussion. Okay, this was presented to us once before, and it was all based on that awning. Am I correct on that? So we got approved through the city council that they're allowed to have a cut. Okay. So we changed the zoning. Is that what we did last
no.
time? We didn't
Could
change
you address
the zoning.
The text,
so refresh our memory. What did we do last time with this?
So last time they were asked, y'all were asked to change the text to possibly allow the request that's coming tonight.
Right.
So before the zoning wasn't changed, the text was changed, basically allowing this dance, drama, and music school to be allowed with a conditional use permit, which meant that it would then have to come to P&Z and City Council.
Right, and we have a little more restriction with them because they want to change their design. That was the awning, or they didn't have a permit for the awning, and it was just a lot of other stuff.
It's the latter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, that's what I want clarification. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, and that text amendment with the CUP is approved so that it can be to allow dance, music, school, etc. within the SF20 district?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Thank you.
My take was that was more of a clarification of it should have fit in there to start with. It just wasn't said.
It's one of those uses that was there long before zoning.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody was a happy
yeah.
camper.
Yeah.
The neighbors are. So
I'm glad. I'm glad they finally got it approved.
No. I just wanted to have a refresher course, though, on it. That was good. Thank you.
Okay. My question is, you stated that you would like us to approve this within, explain all that again.
What was that? I'm sorry, Barbara.
At the end, your recommendation was to approve it.
Oh, yeah, just one of the conditions
the
being
plan.
That basically it's not a blank check for them to build further out. It's so that it's developed in accordance with the concept plan, which just shows the 14,000 square foot building, which is there right now,
mm-hmm.
and the awning, and that's it. And
okay.
so that way, if
okay.
they wanted to do any further additions, they have to come before Planning and Zoning Commission. We have to do a public hearing, all
mm-hmm.
that stuff. So
I got a feeling that they would do that, whether we said that or not, having had to go through this for something they already built.
But City Council specifically asked for the text amendment specifically for this particular purpose, for the awning they put in place so that hopefully she wouldn't have to tear it down. Is that not
that's
similar?
Not my, that's not my understanding, but
okay, explain what your understanding was.
Anytime you change the text, you change it for the entire city.
That's right. Okay.
It's
Thank
not
you.
For one particular.
And then no expansion. We're going to clarify that, right?
Yep. Yeah, so that's the interesting thing about conditional use permits is they have to come back to P&Z and City Council anytime they want to deviate from this concept plan.
Well, now, let's clarify there. We're not saying that there can't be an expansion. We're saying that there are conditions under which that expansion has to be approved.
Exactly.
Rules you have to follow, et cetera, so you have to come back. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you tie it to a concept plan.
Right.
So you're not saying you can't ever develop again.
Right.
You're saying you need to revise your concept plan and bring it back to P&Z and City Council.
Good stuff.
You understand that, right?
Okay. So would Mr. Byrd, would you like to amend your motion to tie it to this specific concept plan that includes the awning?
I move that we approve this, what do you call this, a case or a
CUP?
Conditional
use permit.
Yes, a conditional use permit based upon the verbiage that is in the now approved by City Council conditional use permit language.
So the CUP hasn't gone to council just yet. It'll go next Monday. So
when it goes and when it's approved, then.
Okay.
No.
Will that be retroactive?
No.
If it's not approved.
How do you get it
if this is approved?
The language allowing a conditional use permit for this type of facility in this location has been approved.
Yes.
I think what we're looking for is tying it to the approval of the conditional use permit in substantial compliance with the concept plan. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I move that we approve this conditional use permit on the condition that it is
substantial compliance with the concept plan.
Substantial compliance, yes. With God, how come I can't
with
say that?
With this concept.
It's a lot of legal words.
Just say it.
We can jump to the commission slide.
Yeah, is that good?
Perfect.
There you go.
There you go.
There's conditional approval based upon the fact that the site will be shall be developed and operated in substantial compliance with the concept plan.
Perfect. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you very much.
Did a
great
job.
All right. So, do we have to vote on the amendment?
Oh, do we have a second?
We have a second from
Daryl.
Would you like?
Second. Now you need to vote.
Okay. Now, are we voting on the amendment?
More now.
I got a headache.
Okay, we are now voting on the amended version. Does anybody else have any questions first before we move on? All right, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right. Thank y'all very much.
I was a paralegal at one time. I must have forgot all that.
Okay. Me out of track. All right, 5.8. Consideration to approve zoning case P14-232. Request by Pamela Castellan to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 1.13 acres of land legally described as Tract 7D-3, Abstract 34, Joseph House Survey, within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located south of Baker Street, west of State Highway 249, from the multifamily residential district to the commercial district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Good evening, Rodney Schmidt, Assistant City Planner again. Item 5.8 is a request to rezone the subject site from the multifamily to the commercial district. The site is approximately 1 acre and is located south of Baker Drive, west of State Highway 249. To the north are undeveloped land and a former motorsports sales and service facility. To the south and west is an apartment complex, and to the east is State Highway 249. It's currently undeveloped. The comprehensive plan designates it as commercial. and its zone multifamily district. So on October 15th, the property owner's land broker, Rich Norris, met with the city to inquire about the property zoning classification. City staff informed him that the property was zoned multifamily and had a comp plan designation of commercial. Mr. Norris informed city staff that because the property had never been, was not currently, and was not anticipated to be used for multifamily purposes, the property owner would likely be requesting a rezoning. On October 29th, the property owner turned in a rezoning application requesting the property be rezoned from the multifamily to the commercial district. And she's not exactly sure what she wants to put in there just yet, but she wanted it out of the multifamily district since it's never been multifamily. Property owners within 200 feet were mailed notification of this proposal on November 27th, and as of 5 p.m. today, no public comment forms have been received. City staff has reviewed the request and recommends approval based on the following. The request is compatible with the comp plan designation, land uses, and zoning districts in the vicinity, and the rezoning does not appear to be detrimental to the public health, safety, and welfare. This concludes staff's presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case and state your name and address for the record?
Hi, I'm Pamela B. Castellane Rickman, the owner of the property, been involved with the property, owned it since the 1970s. I learned recently, although I've been paying taxes as a commercial property since the 1970s on the property with Harris County, that it was recently zoned, and it seemed to me to be some sort of an error, so I decided to make application to try to bring the Tomball zoning in line with the Harris County and with the type of taxes I've been paying all this time.
Can I have your address, please?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I'm currently living in Alabama, 7901 Valley View Drive, Southwest, Huntsville, Alabama. Moved there recently when I was widowed and remarried. I had been living in Florida, but most of my family's in Texas.
Thank you.
Southeast, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Southeast. I don't do good presentations, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
So I put together a presentation of maps first in a PowerPoint for the city planning department to give an idea of the location. You're all familiar, of course, we all are, with the map of State Highway 249 north of 2920. The highway passes directly in front of our property. It's now known as Track 7D3 since the condemnation of the property for the enlargement of State Highway 249, which I still call 149 sometimes, so forgive me. The next map is the tract north of Brown Road and south of Baker Drive on 249. And the next one, it shows a yellow outline of the parcel. Of course, when we first got the property, there was nothing but wooded areas around us, and the Kawasaki dealer was to the north. We had a restaurant there for decades, and also a small retail building. There's a description of the commercial tract, the way it had been marketed before when we were both leasing and attempting to sell, because we were waiting on the highway to go through, and we've waited a long time. The location of the tract is south of Lone Star College, very close to Lone Star College, and it's my understanding that they're expanding toward us now. There's a diagram of the future highway that we were given by the Texas Department of Transportation back in 1997. It appears that there's going to be an overpass and that the future underpass is going to cross right in front of our land, so it's going to be sort of like a corner sitting right in front of the overpass if the DOT continues with the same plans. This is the size of the tract, the shape of it, boundaries. This is a letter that we've received after the taking of the front part, in which the state, still to this day, has a memorandum of agreement with us that they'll put in driveways similar to what we had before for the restaurant and the retail building, and that's still enforced today. Who knows when the highway will go through, but apparently there's some activity which we're excited about. I also included a brief photo history. These are old photos. I had to really dig for them because there is nothing on the land today. We allowed the state to take the buildings, and you'll see why in just a moment. The commercial businesses on the property from the 1970s till 1997. At 29915 State Highway 149, which became 249, we had the Hilltop Cafe when we bought it. Then it became the Viewpoint Restaurant under our tenant, who was a friend of ours, and then Decker Prairie Cafe in the final year of the property before the taking. We had a smaller retail building to the south. By the way, the restaurant building grew from 500 square feet in the 1970s to 7,000 square feet by the time it was taken. The smaller building was about 1,700 square feet at 29903 State Highway 149. We started out with a tool rental business there. Then came multiple other small businesses, but the main ones that lasted the longest were the tool rental, the Steve's U-Haul, and All American Brass Sales there. So this is when we bought the property. I don't remember who the woman is in the photograph. Forgive me. She was one of the prior owners, but she happened to be in the photo, and I didn't crop it. It was called the Hilltop because it was the highest point in Harris County at the time for natural flooding. And so we took a little tiny 500-square-foot building and began working on it. We even had a stainless steel kitchen at one point, and it was a restaurant at one point that we were quite proud of, and we won an award with Texas Monthly, I think it was in 1980, for the best chicken fried steak in the state. So we were happy with that. The smaller building, the 29903 to the south, you'll see the highway to the left, and Steve's U-Haul and American Grass was in that one. Oh, I'm sorry, I went too far. The restaurant, by the time we expanded it, was so many different add-ons and buildings because we bought, since we had the Lions Club and the Rotary and so on, we bought a Quonset hut, which originally was a military building that had like 100 people to it for the banquet hall, and that's that large space you see up in the upper right corner. The other rooms below that were a walk-in freezer, and then we had the kitchen off to the left and the main dining hall in the front, and then other halls in the back. The little add-on in the very back left corner was for daycare for the workers, because we had women who were working for us that needed daycare. And back in those years, it was quite difficult to come all the way 45 miles from Houston or wherever they lived, or if they lived that far away, and pick up children and so on. So we had additional rooms for that. The restaurant officially opened as the Viewpoint Restaurant Incorporated in 1979 under our tenant, Mr. and Mrs. Tony Boggs. They're still in the area today. We're very happy with the restaurant that they managed. This was one of their first billboards. We always had a billboard on the property. One of their second billboards was a little bit more, they changed the structure of it. If you look back, you'll see one was on a single pole, and then we went to the Harris County Billboard Division and worked with them on the design for a new billboard. This was the restaurant building when it was being painted, kind of a bright blue, almost Caribbean style. The back of it had a turnaround drive. You could actually drive all the way around the restaurant, so that you had parking in the front and in the back. And our remainder now sits where that turnaround driveway was. The property that we had was 2.4 acres, more or less, and the state only took half of it. And the back half was always wooded, and that's the wooded section you see behind it today. This is the north side of the restaurant facing south with the highway on the left. This was the northwest corner. I just added that in there. They had a lot of trees, and so we were constantly trimming and doing things like that. The western side actually is a private road that's encircled the back of the property. There's still a little bit of that road today on the remainder. This was the entrance to the banquet hall. We actually had two entrances since it was such a long hallway. And this is the second back entrance. And once again, that's during the painting, so the windows were covered with plastic. This was the eastern side of the restaurant. And it still has today that huge oak tree, which I'm going to be sad to see go when the highway comes through. You can see Kawasaki underneath our billboard. You see the red Kawasaki sign facing north. This is another view of the billboard when it became Decker Prairie Cafe in the final year. This was Decker Prairie Cafe, and of course in the front you see the metal bracing for the deer lease stands they used to have, or something like that, in the smaller business, the retail business. This was the entry to the building of the, this was the reception area where they received people to seat guests. And the dining room, another view of the dining room. That's the Steve's U-Haul. Then when we learned the highway was coming through, we decided to vacate the premises. I was not happy with the way the tenants were taking care of the building. And since our own home near Tomball had burned in 1985, we had to become absentee landlords, and that's never a good thing. So I started relying on brokers to help me keep an eye on the property. So at that point, when the state came through, we said, well, let's wait and see, you know, what we can do with it after the highway comes through. And of course, that didn't happen as quickly as we'd hoped. This is what the restaurant looked like when we vacated in 1997. Once again, it's vacant, and there's where the highway is going to go. As you can see, it completely takes up the entire property. So that's the only history that I can give you today. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Thank you.
That's good.
Very much. Appreciate it. All right. The public hearing on zoning case P14-232 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:40. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and your address for the record.
I have nobody signed up.
All right. Thank you. Is there anybody who'd like to speak? Seeing none. Okay. Public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:40 also. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-232, please?
Motion to approve.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion or any questions that anybody has?
Yes, so we're going to rezone this to commercial. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got a little confused. It was multifamily, and then it's commercial, and now
yes,
we want to go back to multifamily.
It's multifamily right now. She wants to change it to commercial.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, is there any other questions? Are there any? Okay, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. Thank y'all. All right. 5.9, consideration to approve zoning case P14-239, request by the City of Tomball to amend section 50-82B, use charts of the Tomball Code of Ordinances. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes. Good evening, Commissioners. In October of this year, City Council directed city staff to bring forward some amendments to our land use charts of the Tomball Code of Ordinances to restrict certain transportation and auto service related uses in the Old Town Mixed Use Zoning District. The thought behind this was that there are a couple of vacant sites that are not currently developed along Main in the Old Town site, and Council is not entirely sure that automotive related uses would be the highest and best use of those properties should they redevelop. They also may not be in line with the city's vision for the Old Townsite District. So, in line with that request, staff has drafted an amendment, which we're presenting to the commission, and we'll obviously go to the city council based on that direction. And I'm just going to go over those three amendments with you. The first one is only allowing all-terrain vehicle sales, new and used auto dealers, motorcycle sales and personal watercraft sales to be permitted in the Old Town and mixed-use district if they're conducted indoors and if they have a conditional use permit approved by City Council. All of those uses that I just mentioned are currently allowed by right in the Old Town mixed-use zoning district. The second amendment is allowing auto rental only with the CUP in the Old Town and mixed-use district. Currently, it is allowed by right in the Old Town district. And then the last one is prohibiting auto storage and auctions, bus or truck storage, truck and bus leasing, and truck sales and service, and truck terminals entirely from the district. Right now, if someone wanted to apply for one of those uses, they could ask for a conditional use permit. This amendment would be taking that use away from the Old Town site. Public hearing was published in the Town Ball Tribune on November 24th, and we have not received any public comment forms as a result of this recommendation. Staff does recommend approval. We believe that it does protect the character of the Old Town site mixed-use district by making these changes. The P&Z and City Council will be able to determine the impact and feasibility of certain transportation and auto-related uses. Should we receive one of those requests, they'll just come to the Commission and then go to Council. And the request would not be detrimental to the public health, safety, or welfare. In fact, one could probably argue that it would be in public, it would benefit public health, safety, and welfare to make these changes. So that concludes staff presentation. We have to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so public hearing on zoning case P14-239 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:44. And is there anybody here that would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
I have nobody signed up.
Alrighty. Okay, if there are no additional comments, and there are none at this time, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:45. So, okay, may I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-239?
Motion to approve.
All righty, is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Any questions?
I just have one question. Are there any current businesses there that would, any way, shape, or form, fall under these exclusions?
Yes, there are a couple automotive-related uses in that area. They won't be affected by this change. They would be legally non-conforming. They're in place now. It would just be any future uses or if they chose to expand.
And were they notified about this change?
Not individually. However, the notification was placed in the Town Ball Tribune.
Okay.
Now, I understand the prohibiting auto storage and auction and bus and truck storage and stuff like that. But isn't there one here that we have where they can lease trucks and stuff like that? We're dealing with that business, or?
This isn't dealing with any particular business. This is mainly focusing on any future businesses.
Okay, so they're not allowed to come back in. Okay, great.
So, as non-conforming businesses, so in the future, they're not going to be able to change anything, correct?
Exactly. They can expand a certain amount. I don't know the
No, they can't. I don't think they can.
No expansion.
No expansion.
They can't expand.
Okay.
They can remain.
Yes.
All right.
And should they be damaged by fire or weather or something like that, they can go to the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
So they've been grandfathered in right now,
basically. Current, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
So essentially, this has to do with sales and that kind of thing predominantly, because that's what the City Council asked for.
Yes, I brought it back in October, and they specifically directed me at that time as acting city planner to come up with some changes to the Old Town Mixed Use District to address, they didn't want to see any more for sale vehicles in the Old Town Mixed Use District.
So they did not at this time ask us to address any of the repair and tires and some of the other things we have rolling around downtown?
Not at that meeting.
All right.
And not
okay. Thank you.
I got one more. The language says that they have to be indoor businesses, particularly like the four-wheel vehicles and et cetera.
Correct.
So what actually does that mean? I know what it says, but
the
what
thought
are you
process
trying to
is there? The reason what was discussed at council is if there was, say, an antique car dealership or something that had specialty cars that they might have inside anyways, you know, they would still have to get a CUP to have the use. But all sales and activity has to occur indoors. So it would just be, you know, auto showrooms or showrooms for all-terrain vehicles or things like that. They can't be outside for sale.
Okay, so they can't set it out, line them up out on the curb, put for sale signs on them, is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question on the all-terrain vehicles, those four-wheelers, things like that. They're not going to be allowed to have any of that for sale outside. Everything essentially that's for sale or display or whatever has to be indoors inside the building. How is that going to impact those that are doing it now currently? It should not?
If they're currently doing it, those uses would be legally non-conforming. They just can't expand their operation for outdoor sales.
How do you monitor that?
Our code enforcement department's going to love it. We're out there routinely, and I think we have a fairly good idea of what's there.
Seriously, I mean, I wasn't kidding. How are you going to monitor that?
I think I understand your question. Such as if they're, say, selling 40 cars out there today, you're saying not selling 41 cars. I think you're looking at the size of the lot itself. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to be out there counting cars to see if they have any more for
sale.
Well,
I was specifically thinking of a couple of businesses that are down that way that put the ATVs, lawnmowers, all that kind of stuff outside the, and they put it in front of their business and the little business attached to the building next door, which is part of their building. And but occasionally I've seen them go a little further down the road.
When we say non-expanding, I'm envisioning not expanding their parking lot.
Got
not,
it.
Not, say, okay. Adding 5,000 square feet of additional sales area,
right.
Parking area, whatever you want to call it.
All right. Thank you.
Is that in a roundabout way trying to discourage those businesses from coming in? Because if there's a business here that's already doing selling ATVs, and they can have them outside, and then a new business comes in and can't, they've got to have everything inside. That seems to be a little competitive disadvantage or something.
I don't think that, and Craig, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think it's meant to discourage any businesses. I think it's just that if we have any more businesses of similar nature, they would need to be more in compliance with the city's vision for the Old Town Mixed-Use District, would be more indoor sales and not cars and automotive-related things outside. I mean, there are a number of ATV dealerships and car dealerships that can and I think probably will comply with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll just be real tricky for a little while.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any other questions or any discussion item on this? All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, 6.0, adjournment. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
Who said that? That was quick. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, please enter your vote now. Thank you all very much. Meeting is now adjourned. Time is 6:51.
We voted not to adjourn.